Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here for day two of the Cannabis Hemp Expo in Vancouver, Washington, Vancouver, BC.
I'm used to going to Vancouver, Washington all the time.
But we're here at the Okanagan Valley Harvest Desk, and Ben is here to talk to us. Hi, Ben.
Hey, good morning, Russ. How you doing, man?
So tell us about, we got some great fruit here, not grapefruit, but mangoes and pineapple. Tell us what's going on with this.
Yeah, you bet, Russ. What we've done basically is developed a process where we can medicate dried fruit. So we're using full spectrum Phoenix Tier style cannabis extract.
Yeah.
And we have basically dried pineapples and dried mangoes that we've been working with, trying to provide a little bit of a healthier alternative to the typical candies, caramels, chocolates that we see really prevalent in the medical cannabis industry.
Any particular reason to start with mangoes and pineapple?
We actually went through a bunch of different fruits. The mangoes and the pineapples had the sort of best texture and flavor after we'd put it through the treatment process. So
gotcha.
We could have done apricots, we looked at plums, dates, a bunch of different ones, but we started with these two because they seem to provide us with the nicest sort of difference between the two products. One's a little bit sweet, the other one's a little bit sort of sour with the pineapple. And then just based on feedback, it's what we like the best.
I've also heard that mango have constituents that help to prolong a THC high. Does that help? Have you found that?
Yeah, that was one of the other reasons that we actually had started with the mangoes as our core product. They're high in mycerine, which is a terpene that can definitely help to invigorate the effects of THC. There's been a fairly accepted philosophy behind that in the cannabis industry for a long time. And we have these medicated at about 70 milligrams of THC per bag. The bags each have a little bit over 100 grams of actual fruit in there. So on a piece-by-piece basis, we don't have an item that's completely overwhelming. However, if you choose to have multiple pieces at a time, there isn't really any patients we've found that aren't able to get a strong effect from the way that they're medicated, the potency that they're at.
And there's various different sizes of this dried fruit in there, so you can start with a smaller piece.
Yeah, for sure. You can take a big piece, rip a chunk of that off, and just choose to titrate that way with smaller bites all the way along.
This is great. A healthier way to get that edible treat that you're needing. Tell folks how they can find out more. Is there an online or a Facebook they can go to?
You can have a look on Instagram for Okanagan Valley Harvest. We do promotional events. We are a presence at the Vancouver 420 as well as the Toronto 420 events. We've got a 1-800 number for the office, which is 1-877-757-9942. We do direct sales through that as well.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to more forbidden fruit mangoes and forbidden fruit pineapple from Okanagan Valley Harvest. Check them out on Instagram. Ben, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, you're most welcome, man.